Kmart is making a dramatic financial recovery. The Michigan-based retailer emerged from bankruptcy last year under new leadership. It's turned its first quarterly profit in years. But as Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports, there are still questions about Kmart's future.
It's mid-afternoon and Maria Shank emerges into the sunlight from the Kmart in the Detroit suburb of Garden City. She says she always believed the retailer would escape its financial troubles.
I've always shopped and I've always enjoyed it. I knew everybody would come back to it. I can find anything I need in here, food included. I just wish they would open more stores.
Kmart filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in January 2002 after months of dismal sales, financial losses, and a stock price slide. In the following months, the company closed nearly 600 stores in the U.S. and eliminated about 57,000 jobs, or about a quarter of its total workforce. With Kmart whittled down to a more manageable size, new corporate leadership began to stress aggressive cost-cutting. As a result, Kmart stores are earning money again. The company has posted two consecutive quarterly profits, including $93 million in the latest quarter of this fiscal year. The good news enticed investors, and the price of Kmart stock issued after bankruptcy has jumped from about $13 per share to nearly $80 now. But retail analyst Kurt Barnard says, even with Kmart's improved financial picture, there are concerns about how long the retailer can continue generating profits.
Nobody had expected Kmart to show profits, and they did. The problem here with those profits is they were not generated by selling merchandise to consumers, but rather by cutting costs.
Kmart has also boosted its bottom line by bringing in nearly $1 billion in cash this year through the sale of some of its most valuable assets, real estate properties. In May, Kmart sold 24 stores to Home Depot for $365 million. Last month, another 54 stores went to Sears for $621 million, further intriguing investors. But what's most interesting to retail analyst Howard Davidowitz is that Kmart doesn't seem to be reinvesting that money into its stores.
Kmart has built up a mountain of cash. Are they improving the stores? No. As Walmart and Target race across America and build new stores, is Kmart responding? No. Kmart is closing stores.
Kmart declined to be interviewed for this story. Its official position, released through written statements, is that the company is committed to achieving value for shareholders by operating its stores and recognizing the value of company assets. But same-store sales, considered a good measure of any retailer's stability, have continued to fall, down 13% in the first quarter. Several analysts say numbers like that will make it hard for Kmart to continue making profits without selling off even more assets. Davidowitz says he believes Kmart management is considering the idea of using the cash it's gathered from real estate sales to transform itself over time into an investment holding company. It's a strategy that's made billions for Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, and one Davidowitz says could continue making money for Kmart shareholders no matter what happens to the company's retail business.
Kmart is in the process of, I think intelligently, maximizing return to shareholders, which is the job of management. But in my view, at the end of the day, there will be no more Kmart, and we're heading to that rather rapidly.
Kmart is expected to release its second quarter earnings late next month. Analysts will be watching for a signal in that report to see if Kmart plans to invest more in its stores or if the retailer will continue to shrink. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.